He'll change your whole life. Steve, how about singing My Lord is Wonderful for us, would you?
Sure, Mr. Mackey.
Wonderful, wonderful, yes, my Lord is wonderful. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, 'tis recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Yes, he is wonderful, yes, my Lord is wonderful. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Saving me, keeping me throughout all eternity. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Yes, he is wonderful, yes, my Lord is wonderful. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, 'tis recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Jolly and Mr. Mackey remained by the fire talking long after the rest of the boys had gone to their cabins. Later that night, Jolly reached across from his bunk and touched Gary's shoulder.
You awake, Gary?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Almost asleep, though. Anything wrong?
I've been looking out there through the corner of the window. There's one little star I can see through the trees. I've been thinking, if I can see that tiny star, even though it's millions of miles away, then maybe God can see a boy like me in a cabin at Lake Mattawa. Mr. Mackey says that. God cares for even me.
Right. You haven't really had anyone that cares for you, have you, Joey?
Nah. My ma ran out on us when I was three. I hardly remember. Pa spent all his money on booze, and he even forgotten all about me sometimes. I'd get so hungry. Guess finally some of the neighbors must have turned him in. A social worker and a policeman came and got me one day, and Pa came to see me just once. Guess he really didn't want me either. Since then, I've been in so many foster homes, I've lost count.
I'm sorry, Joey. Really sorry.
You don't have to be. That's just the way it is.
But I am sorry, Joey, because I care about you, too.
The weather remained clear and warm, and each day brought new experiences and fun. The boys agreed that they'd never had more fun at camp. In fact, things had gone so well that no one could imagine anything happening to Marit. But one day, during crafts time, Donnie Evans ran over from his cabin.
Mr. Mackey, Mr. Mackey, someone's taken my jackknife.
Hey, did you hear that? Someone's taken my jackknife.
I left it right there on my bunk with my compass, and now it's gone. Someone stole it. One of the guys here is a thief.
Are you sure you didn't lay it down somewhere? Some of you fellows were whittling down on the beach.
No, I left it on my...